Thank you for listening in to the Good News Is podcast, bringing you the good news from around the globe. Tom Frankenberg wants to give away a holiday trip for two to Malta. He booked the $1,600 trip before he and his girlfriend split and is now hoping to pay it forward. I genuinely want to get rid of this holiday, and after a lot of thought, I thought this would be the best way to do it, said the young Brit on his YouTube page. It's going to be something I'll remember forever, and I think it's going to be fun. You can win his vacation by visiting his Facebook page, Tom Frankenberg. Vanessa Cantu considers herself an incredibly optimistic person. When she was a freshman in high school, she was involved in a serious car accident. Her seatbelt didn't work, and without its support, her spine broke, and she suffered severe internal injuries. Doctors said she was paralyzed and would never walk again. From that point on, Vanessa's life became fixated on finding a way out of her wheelchair and back on her feet. After countless physical therapy lessons and extreme determination, in less than 2 years, she was out of her wheelchair and walking once again. Treated to a hero's welcome, Turkey's prime minister met Syrian refugees Sunday for the first time since his country opened its doors to tens of thousands of Syrians fleeing their government's crackdown on a popular uprising. Recep Tayyip Erdogan vowed to defend the rights of the Syrian people, saying they were close to achieving success. He was greeted by joyous Syrians at the largest refugee camp near the border. And our top story for today, the United States posted a budget surplus for the first time in 42 months in April on a rise in tax receipts and a drop in government spending. The government notched a larger than expected $59.12 billion surplus last month, compared with a $40.39 billion deficit in April last year. The Treasury Department said on Thursday the last time the government logged a surplus in any month was September 2008, when the worst of the financial crisis began to rock Wall Street. That's our show for today. Thank you for listening in to The Good News Is.